Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, and I'm so excited to have two fantastic women who are so smart and kind-hearted and beautiful and wonderful. They are Lori Shemmick, PhD, and Denise McDermott, MD. We're going to be talking about holistic health, integrative well-being, food as medicine, the link between depression and inflammation. It would take me the whole show to discuss all of their incredible accomplishments, so we're just going to jump right in. Hey, gals, welcome.
Thank you. This is Lori, by the way. Thank you for having me, Lisa.
And this is Dr. Denise. It's so incredible to have all of us on the show together. I love all of your work and your ideas.
I know. It's so exciting because we've been talking about this for a long time and I was booked. I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't have openings till February. It's like, yay, it's February. So I've been really looking forward to this, gals. So just to give a little bit about yourself, Lori, if you'd like to start, and then Dr. Denise.
Sure. Yes, I'm a health and weight loss expert and really focused on inflammation, low-level inflammation in the body, and how it really leads to most illness, disease, faster aging, and even weight gain. So that's a little bit about what I do.
And Dr. Denise?
Great. And I'm Dr. Denise McDermott. I also see myself as doctor of the soul. I'm an adult and child psychiatrist, a mother. I have a private practice, a podcast, a book. And I'm incredibly passionate about being on this show because I really believe that we're living at such an amazing time where we realize that our thoughts, actions, and our mindset influence our health and well-being physically and mentally. So to have this conversation with you ladies is in complete spiritual alignment, and I'm grateful to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you on. I mean, that takes us right into holistic health. I would love for Lori, if you want to tell us, what does that term mean to you? And then Dr. Denise, I'd love for you to share that as well. And then talk a little bit more about the integrative well-being. You just mentioned the mind, the body, and the spirit.
Sure. I believe that holistic health is really, you know, integrating all parts of all the wonderful parts of us, right? It's our mind, how we think, the diet, the types of foods that we eat. It's the exercise factor, the movement of the body in whatever way you see that. And so you implement all of these factors. You have a holistic view of health. And so when you look at it from that perspective, you see that the body is just not one thing. It's just not our diet, for example. It's everything in tune, harmonious, synchronized together, because that's how our body works. We're essentially just a community of cells, if you will. And it sounds funny to say that, but that's really what we are. And these cells they have their own little agenda as well. And so when everything's working together, when we're thinking better thoughts, we have a better outlook on life, we choose better foods, which also affects how we think, and we move our body, which also then affects how we think as well.
Oh, I love that. And Dr. Denise?
Well, I just want to say I completely agree with everything that Lori just shared. I want to say that I'm hoping we're going to be living in a time where we can just stay health in the future. And we won't need to stay holistic or integrative. I think what we're trying to do in this current paradigm, we're living in a material world, material science, meaning we've thought about the body, our DNA, our chemicals, like Lori mentioned. But I like to take it one step further, and I look at us as, you know, we are physically here, but we're also attached from a soul perspective. We're all connected as one humanity, one love, and also thinking about how our thoughts, words, and actions affect our DNA on a cellular level, and also how our thoughts, words, and actions affect one another. And so there's something called the material science, and there's also post-material science, which is including studies of MRI imaging of when the nuns meditate and how that can change, the power of prayer, the power of thinking. And so I'm incredibly passionate as a psychiatrist because I talk with my patients about mindfulness, cognitive behavioral therapy, and I think that Dr. Lori, with her background as a PhD in psychology as well, is a complete champion of it's not just what we put in our bodies for food, which is very important. We're going to talk about the studies and the inflammation, which is super important, but we have to wrap it around. That holistic part includes where do we live? Who do we hang out with? How do we structure our day that honors our own neurostyle? And when I say neurostyle, I think that I'm trying to get away from stigmatizing words as a doctor and as a psychiatrist. We use words like disorder, which I think are fine for insurance forms, but those aren't necessarily healing words. So I like to use the words neurostyle and integrate. Like even before this interview, I said a prayer, like, please, let's have the highest level interview and have so much fun. I mean, that's holistic. That's mm-hmm. being present. That's being now, in the now.
Yeah. Well, anytime I think you're on my show, it's fun. So I'm not. no, I really am, because I'm learning a ton, and you gals are so incredibly eloquent, and you just open up people's minds, which I love. Let's talk about food as mind medicine, because this is interesting. You know, we talk about food as medicine on the show, but I haven't really focused on that aspect, which I really should. Dr. Denise, I know this is something that you do with your patients, you mentioned, and looking at, you have a mental health thrive plan as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I see my patients, usually by the time they come to me, because I'm an MD, they've tried so many different strategies to be well, and they're often coming in to get a prescription. And I'm very passionate about just looking at prescribing medications, Western meds, as a tool in my toolbox. But in the interview, I go mind, body, spirit, and we're talking about food as mind medicine right now. And we know, because we have studies from the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, there was a large study that examined 14,275 people from 2007 to 2012, and it was a screening for depression, and it found that people who had depression had 40% higher levels of C-reactive protein. That is a marker for inflammatory disease. So I have seen this even before this study, Dr. Lori and Lisa. I had seen patients who had low-grade chronic fatigue, an overlap of irritable bowel syndrome. So a lot of times there's a huge overlap in the symptoms of depression. And when you look at the studies that we're now having, the role of inflammation in the body is affecting us not only from a mental health perspective, but from a cardiac perspective in all areas of the mind, body, and soul. So I talk to my patients specifically. I ask them their nutrition, how much sugar intake. I actually, Dr. Lori, you're going to love this. I recommend your book all the time. I tell them about, like, different foods aren't created equally. I talk about inflammation. I have it on my phone. I have a screenshot of your book.
I love
that.
And
so Dr. Lori's part of my wellness plan of recommendations for my patients. And then I talk about your podcast, Lisa. And so I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, oh, that's sweet. I love Lori's book, it's so hard for me to say, Flatflammation, right, Lori?
It is a tongue twister. How to fight fat.
Kind of in summary, everyone, I try to educate my patients that what they put in their body influences their health and well-being. And I do patient education about inflammation, the power of mindfulness. And I just want to say, you know, when we're looking at ways to reduce inflammation, we want to reduce our overall stress levels. We want to eat better, more anti-inflammatory foods, which, you know, Lori's going to address. We want to fight inflammation with regular exercise, and we want to actually get the right amount of sleep, yoga, and also breathing exercises. So these are all parts of the topics that I cover on my integrative well-being. And so I look at the idea of prescribing a medication as sort of the last thing to do when you've actually covered all these other wellness strategies. And I really empower my patients to kind of take care and take charge of their own health, and that they can influence their outcome of their health and their mood and their mindset.
Oh, I think that's great. Now, I was going to say that my book, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex, is not out yet, but that you have to be selective of who you show that picture to.
I will be very careful. I know my audience.
No, it's actually, yeah, exactly. No, but the funny thing is the book isn't even about dirty sex. But anyway, let's talk about foods, because I have tons of anti-inflammatory foods in the book, and I know Lori does too. But Lori, give us some foods where people say, okay, I've heard about this inflammation. Sure. I see how it's linked to all these different issues. What should we be eating?
Right. So first, let me just quickly tell people what inflammation is that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of people think that, well, it's my achy joints, and it's not.
Yeah.
It is inflammation, but the type we're talking about is low-level inflammation, and it's a small trickle emitted of silent inflammation, if you will, right? It's like a smoldering ember that, you know, if you don't douse it completely, is really going to erupt into a full-blown fire somewhere down the road in terms of health. And so in order to douse that fire, what we need to do is to add foods that are delicious. And you can find them everywhere. Tomatoes, for example, olive oil, wild salmon, green leafy vegetables, nuts, seeds, fish, wild fish, tart cherries, berries, all berries, for example, spices like turmeric is excellent in green tea, for example. These are just examples. And, you know, some people may have sensitivities to certain foods, and that's fine. Just don't, you know, just stay away from those foods. But these foods are all dense in antioxidants and polyphenols that not only help to reverse low-level cellular inflammation, but they increase mitochondrial health. And this is a really important point. It's a key point because our mitochondria need to be healthy in order for us to have optimized health, better mindset, mental well-being, and a leaner body. Okay, so mitochondria are simply these little, tiny little engines that are in each of our cells. And without them, we would not be alive. So it's crucial that we eat an anti-inflammatory diet or a nutrient-dense diet in order to increase the health of the mitochondria and the number of them in every in our bodies. So inflammation and poor mitochondrial health go hand in hand. So those are a few of the foods that you just throw into your basket and the foods that you need to really kick to the curb, if you will, are, of course, sugar, okay, fried foods, because the fat that the food is fried in turns into an inflammatory fat because it's the high heat that does it. And you want to get rid of sodas and white breads and pastries and margarine. And all of these also not only cause cellular inflammation, but they also lead to weight gain, fat cell inflammation as well, which leads to weight gain. So all of these foods, unfortunately, when one is depressed or not feeling well, people gravitate to comfort foods, desserts and cookies and things like that. So definitely kick all of those to the curb. Make your environment one of a healthy one. You are a product of your environment. So when you take that action step to clean it up, your environment, you are absolutely taking a huge step forward.
More with Lisa Davis coming up. Now, you know, a healthy lifestyle will always require some level of commitment. You have to make time for exercise, to de-stress, and of course, to eat right. That's why I love getting meal kit delivery from Sunbasket. With Sunbasket, it's easier to lead a healthy lifestyle because I know I've got healthy, delicious meals covered. Now, just in the last few weeks, I prepared chorizo chili, Tuscan vegetable soup, 2 bean enchiladas, Saigon beef sliders, and just delivered right to my doorstep, Yucatan turkey chile verde and roasted paprika chicken. And I can't stress this enough. Sunbasket features organic and clean ingredients, and each delicious, easy to prepare meal is ready in about 30 minutes, making healthy cooking easy and convenient for any busy lifestyle and for any dietary needs or preferences, including paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, and there's a family option too. Now, I get the meal kit, and yes, you get the veggies, you get the meat, you get the sauces, you get the spices. It's all in the kit, and I got to tell you, it's kind of fun too. So go to sunbasket.com/talkhealthy to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/talkhealthy for $35 off. sunbasket.com/talkhealthy. And Talk Healthy today is also brought to you by Molecule.com. Do you have long-standing allergy and or asthma problems? Do you want to breathe easier and reduce your allergy and asthma symptoms? Tired of breathing aids that just don't work? Then let me introduce you to Molecule Air Purifiers. Molecule introduces a breakthrough science that is finally capable of destroying air pollutants at a molecular level. What does that mean? Molecule erases the full spectrum of indoor air pollutants, including those 1,000 times smaller than what a HEPA filter can catch, so you can breathe easier and experience the life-changing effects of clean air. In fact, one customer even said that she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years. Molecule has already helped allergy and asthma sufferers around the country better cope with their conditions and significantly reduce their symptoms. So get Molecule and breathe easy. Order now and use code TALKHEALTHY for $75 off your first order. Visit Molecule.com and use code TALKHEALTHY to save $75. That's Molecule.com, MOLECULE.com. And now back to Lisa Davis and Talk Healthy Today.
Oh, you definitely are. And the problem is that, and this, you know, it goes back to economics and the standard American diet and convenience. And it's the way our society is, the way it runs. It's just so backwards. So we have a society full of people who are sick because of what they're eating. And then we have, you know, this treatment model rather than prevention. It's so disheartening.
It is. Well, you know, it is disheartening. But, you know, with shows like yours, are getting the message out there. The education is getting out there. And with the three of us and other pioneers out there, you know, forging the way, it can be done. It will be done. I know it will be.
Oh, that's great. Oh, go ahead, Dr. Denise.
And I was just going to say, I'm really impressed. Our school district integrates nutrition in the curriculum. So my son's like, that's a sugary food. That's not good. They're not allowed to bring cupcakes or anything to school. They have to do that at birthday parties only now. They've done all this education, and they've integrated mindfulness. They've got different roads, that different hallways are named True Responsibility. There's kindness garden with rocks. They meditate every day. My son talks about meditation and mindfulness.
Goodness.
We go ahead.
Oh, she was just saying, that's goodness. Like, that's, that would be incredible across the country. Yeah.
This is what needs to happen, because this is what's going to change generations of thinking, because we can get the habits done when our kids are little. And so for parents listening out there, remember just some simple things you can tell your kids. It doesn't have to be fear-based. It can be, oh my gosh, like there's these mitochondria. They're the powerhouse of the cell. We want to be strong. Woohoo! And you can integrate cute things like that with your kids. I did that with my son. I said, you got to eat your protein. We got to do, you know, limited sugar. And I didn't want to make it like a fear-based discussion. I wanted to make it fun. So I think we can do that too with our children, and we can help. We can make small changes that make big, big lasting changes on our mitochondria and our overall health and well-being.
Yeah. And that's the key, right? I mean, at this point, I think you can change. I would say at this point, you can always make changes, right? Even if you've been eating crummy for years. And, the thing is, there's so much support. I mean, there's my show, there's your books, you both have such incredible work out there. And there's so many people that you can turn to and ask a friend for support. You know, there's things we need to do, because if we just sit around doing nothing, it's never going to change. And if we just wait for a miracle and, our health will magically get better, that's not happening.
I love that. That's so well said. Yes. And if we just take the time, you know, simply doing deep breathing, you know, research shows that breathing deeply can lower your inflammatory markers in just after 20 minutes. So of doing meditative breathing or yoga breathing. So that's really, something that you can implement into your life to reduce stress and increase optimal health.
Oh, I think so, too. No, we only have a few minutes left. Oh, go ahead, Dr. Denise.
No, I agree with that. In fact, mindfulness and meditation is a big, big part of what I recommend, because when you talk about the mitochondria, it's the powerhouse of the cell. So you don't only want to feed it right, but it requires oxygen. And so when we're doing our breathing and we're taking the breath, we are actually rejuvenating all the cells in our body. It's a gift. It's a gift for us.
Love that. That's so great.
I know. It really is.
So true. Yeah.
You know, when we were mentioning before all the resources, if people haven't seen the show Reversed on Discovery Life with Charles Maddox, I highly recommend it. It's an incredible show. It's super moving. It takes people with diabetes, and these are pretty extreme cases. There's people who have had amputation. There's people who are having major vision problems, and he really helps turn their lives around. So I highly recommend that. And like I said, there are resources out there, but you know, you have to want to change, and you have to find your why. And I was recently on the Howard Stern wrap-up show. I have to get that in, of course, because it was so exciting. I was talking about that. And I said to people listening, you have to find your why. Because otherwise, because everyone kind of knows what to do. I mean, more or less. I mean, there's debates of, you know, should we breakfast, should we not? By the way, Dr. Lori, you were awesome on the doctors. And I'm into the intermittent fasting. But that's another conversation we'll have to have. So I was on your side. But yeah, there's a lot of confusing information out there. And so when you can get good information, get experts that you trust, it makes all the difference. All right, gals, this went by way too fast. I felt like we were talking for like half a second. So Dr. Denise,
already?
Tell us all the ways we can find you. I know it's that's why you got to come back.
Okay, so first of all, I want to recommend a book really quickly, The Power of the Breath by Dr. Brown and Dr. Gerbig. Again, The Healing Power of the Breath. They have actually gone all around the world and helped trauma victims with this, and they have CDs on Amazon. You've got to get Dr. Lori's book. You're going to order Dr. Lisa's. Mm-hmm. And then you can find me at drdenisemd.com. I also have a show, The Dr. Denise Show, which is on iTunes and on my site. And I have a book, Mental Health and How to Thrive, which has a high vibration words and ways of talking about mental health that will help you to think about that in a different way. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, I can't wait to have you back. All right, Dr. Lori, tell us how to find you and all your great work.
Sure. You can find me at drlorischemek.com. And I'm on Twitter and I'm on Facebook with daily tips and motivation to help you move forward with your health and weight. And, you know, I just want to leave a message that, you know, to understand that you do have the power within you to make changes in your life. And so if anything seems overwhelming in terms of changing your health, just change one thing right now. That's all you have to do. That's huge in terms of your genetic expression and your and feeling better about what you're doing and your health as well. So you can find my book, How to Fight Fatflammation, anywhere books are sold and on Amazon, of course. And my book, Fire Up Your Fat Burn, you can find on Amazon or on my website, which is drlorischemek.com. And that book is Fire Up Your Fat Burn.
Well, this has been such a thrill, gals. Go ahead, Dr. Denise.
I just want to say I can't wait to have Lisa on my show when I start up again. I'm taking a little bit of a break. And then everyone, you can type in Dr. Lori Shemek, Shemek, and then Dr. Denise. We did a great podcast that really went in greater detail on all the anti-inflammatory cells, and it's also on my site, drdenisemd.com. So if you're interested in more, there's almost an hour podcast of Dr. Lori and I speaking about this topic too.
Yeah, that was an awesome podcast.
Yeah,
you guys rock. All right. Well, if you want to learn more about all the stuff I'm doing, you can go to itsyourhealthwithlisadavis.com. There you can get Talk Healthy Today, Talk Fitness Today, Naturally Savvy. You can also learn more about the show Reversed. If you want to check them out, you go to reversedyourhealth.com. And you can find us on Twitter as well at Health Media Gal 1 and at Talk Healthy 2 Day. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.